On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to tackle a brand new subject, especially when it comes to learning to code. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can. But for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Tackling a brand new subject can be hella daunting, especially when you add to that learning a programming language that can just cause for a super frustrating future. But it really doesn't have to be, as you might have already found out, learning to code requires tackling brand new subjects all the time. Whether it's HTML, CSS, JavaScript, backend, Git, GitHub, all of these things come at you at 100 million thousands of directions. And it's a good thing to know what's the best way to actually tackle a brand new subject. As someone who went through the process of learning to code herself and found it very, very difficult at times, as well as being a coding bootcamp instructor now and helping students tackle brand new subjects on a constant basis, one thing that I do tell them, as well as one thing that I wish I would have known when I was learning to code, is the fact that it's okay to tackle a new subject kind of little by little. And so one of the first things I tell my students is to, if they know a brand new subject is coming up in the coming week or the coming 2 weeks, to start familiarizing yourself with the terminology. So let's say you are about to tackle JavaScript in the next couple of weeks, whether you're self-taught or have a scheduled curriculum that you're following, one thing that you can do is familiarize yourself with the terms, what a variable is, arrays, objects, data, structures, functions. Just being exposed to those terms beforehand can help you a lot when it comes to actually diving into JavaScript and trying to apply those terms and actually using them. Another thing is obviously understanding how and when this particular new subject that you're learning, in this example, JavaScript, how it applies to everything else that you're learning. So typically when you're learning to code, again, whether you're self-taught or going through bootcamp, is part of like a bigger scheme. You go through HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Node, Java, Python, whatever your languages of choice are, you're definitely gonna have to tackle a whole bunch of new things. And sometimes those things are programming languages like JavaScript or Python or Java, or sometimes they're just tools used to really complete your learning as a software developer like Git and GitHub. So understanding how the subject that you're about to learn falls into place in relation to everything else that you're learning can really help you understand the bigger picture. And that way, when you do go in and actually try to apply the things that you're learning, instead of trying to apply it and learn it at the same time, you will at least have been exposed to the terminology beforehand. And one thing to note is that when you are kind of pre-exposing yourself to these terminologies or concepts of whatever it is you're about to learn, you don't have to actually learn it. Just be aware that some of these words will come up, and that way when you see them, you know that they're keywords that are used within that language or within that concept that are very specific to that concept and are applied within that new subject. And one of the most common ways that I tell my students to actually go about learning the terminology before actually learning it is to not be afraid to go to outside resources. A lot of my students will hear me repeat this over and over again because I can only do my best job in teaching, and I really do try to provide the best kind of teaching I can, but sometimes what I say and the way that I teach it isn't going to stick with everybody. And that's as a student, also on the flip side of that, like as a student myself, and if you're learning, you aren't probably gonna understand it from one person 100% of the times at 100%. You're gonna wanna find outside resources. So whether you're in a bootcamp or teaching yourself or have a one-on-one coaching, whatever your path is for learning to code, know that one path isn't the only way to learn to code, and to not be afraid of going to YouTube tutorials, reading articles, blog posts. There's a lot of people who have been through the same process that you're going through right now. And so use that as your advantage. And also don't, if you are paying for a coding bootcamp, don't be afraid that you're not getting the most out of your money, because a coding bootcamp technically is providing you everything that you potentially do need to learn. However, you're just making yourself a better student and you're just helping yourself understand things a lot quicker if you do use all the resources that you can. And it's also going to help you connect those bigger concept dots that we talked about previously in connecting how that new subject is going to connect to the next subject to the next subject or the previous subject and how it all relates to each other. There's a ton of really good YouTubers out there, developer YouTubers that have really great tutorials. Others, some YouTubers out there have tutorials where you're following things step by step to learn how to build out an app or to build out a certain aspect of whatever coding project you're working on. Others will actually take a step back and talk a lot more about the concept itself. Others will take even a further step back and talk about the theory that you might see in a computer science degree, for example, as to why this is, what it is, where it come about, and all of that. So obviously you can get lost in a whole series of tutorials, but choose which one is gonna be best for you. One last thing I did wanna mention about using outside resources to better learn new subject is the fact that you don't actually have to like really truly pay attention to it as long as it's something that you know that you're going to dive into a little bit later. So what I mean about that is the fact that there are thousands of podcasts, thousands of articles, thousands of YouTube videos that you can just kind of like put on in the background and kind of hear certain terminologies come up, hear a little bit about the concept, but you're not fully engaged in it. And that's okay, because you know that eventually you will be diving in way deeper into a subject and actually tackling it from a perspective of applying it in your code or like coding it yourself. So in my opinion, that's a really good way to dip your toes into something that's totally brand new without really dipping your toes in or without really diving in all at once. Just being and I can't like express this enough, being exposed to the terminology and understanding the concept, or maybe not even fully understanding the concept, but knowing that it's a concept and where it takes place in regards to everything else that you're learning can be such a huge help, because that way when you are tackling it, then you just have to worry about actually learning how to do it rather than learning vocabulary on top of or while you're learning how to do it. So that's my biggest advice, is to not be afraid of using outside resources and to kind of getting yourself pre-exposed before actually diving in full on. All that's to say that the next biggest tip that I can give you on tackling a brand new subject is to remember to be really kind to yourself. So as you must know, not a single developer on this world was born knowing how to develop. Even geniuses, even like child prodigies, like nobody was actually born knowing how Python works or how Java works or how to connect the front end to the back end. All of that was new to somebody at some point. And I can almost guarantee that nobody understood everything that has to do with coding at 100% from the get-go. Like everybody has struggled with at least one subject a little bit more than the other. And so one kind of key to being kinder to yourself is to, one, don't compare. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't compare to the next student that's sitting virtually next to you in the same classroom who's understanding maybe functions like super well, really quickly got the hang of it, but is struggling with CSS, or vice versa. So just don't compare yourself to anybody ever. I think that's a good advice overall, just general life advice. Don't compare yourself to others because everybody goes through a learning process differently and at different speeds and at different understanding rates, and everything's okay. The important part is the fact that you are actually going through the motions and learning it and tackling it the only way that you know how to. Hopefully these steps help you a little bit more, but be kind to yourself. Also, you've decided to learn to code. That is not the easiest task in the world. You could have chosen any other subject, but you've decided to learn to code, and hopefully you're enjoying it enough that even the frustrating parts are worth it in the end and that you'll stick through it. If not, that's totally okay. You tried it out, it wasn't for you. Find something else that you might like a little bit more. That's totally fine. But my point right now is the fact that you need to be kind to yourself, because learning to code is difficult. And unfortunately, with learning to code comes learning a whole bunch of new things all the time. You could complete a coding bootcamp and then get to a job and they say, hey, we're going to be learning this brand new framework. We need you to learn it as well. Guess what? You're back to square zero with a brand new subject yet again. That's just kind of like the life of a developer, I think. Hopefully you kind of knew that going into it. If not, hopefully it doesn't bother you as much. And again, hopefully this video, along with all my other podcasts, help you achieve your goal of learning to code a little bit quicker, a little bit smoother, a little bit better. Now, having said that every single developer has had to learn something at some point, goes to show that there's a ton of developers out there. There's a ton of people out there that have had to face exactly what you have faced, which means that they should be at least a little bit sympathetic to you going through the process and learning right now. So back to a couple episodes ago, like from last season, where I talk about the importance of having a mentor, having a community. This is when you would want to go to these people and ask questions whenever you do. If you know you're going to tackle arrays and objects in the coming weeks, then you might want to ask a mentor, a senior developer, a friend who is going through a different bootcamp. Whoever your community is, go ahead and ask them, like, hey, what do you know about functions? What do you know about arrays? What's something that you wish you knew before you fully understood it? Ask questions, especially if you are enrolled in a coding bootcamp, because you've kind of bought into this community of other people who are going through the exact same thing you are. So take advantage of that and make sure that you are asking your mentors, your teachers, your coding bootcamps, anybody that you know, as many questions as possible, because now's the time. You might get to a job in a couple of years, or, you know, move up to a more senior level position where asking simple questions might be a little bit more frowned upon. But as a beginner, take advantage of the fact that you are a beginner and ask the world as many questions as you want about developing, of course. And hopefully you get those answers quick. And somebody may actually be willing to sit down with you and either teach you what they know or give you practice problems or tell you something that they wish they would have known when they first got started. And last but not least, don't be afraid of tackling a brand new subject. Not knowing something fully keep you from learning it. Also, when you do go about applying to jobs, don't let you not having all 100% of the skill set required for a job keep you from applying. I think what's important is actually showing that you have the willingness to learn and the fact that you're not scared to learn something new, because like I said earlier, there may be times when the company itself grows or changes frameworks or does something new, and you're gonna have to know how to learn. You're gonna have to be able to accept learning brand new things. I think that's just like a part of life, is being able to tackle brand new subjects. So don't let the fear of not knowing something yet keep you from learning it. And that's really all I have to say for this episode. If you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and rate on Apple Podcasts. If you are watching on YouTube, please make sure to like this video and give it a thumbs up. And if you want to be notified whenever I do post new videos, make sure you hit that bell notification. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And until next week, ciao.